Bueno, bienvenidos a todos. Ya lo sabrán, está en boca de todo el mundo, pero vamos, el pasado 24 de mayo, Robert Allen Zimmerman, más conocido como Bob Dylan, cumplió 70 años. En Radio Sefarad teníamos la obligación de rendir un pequeño homenaje a este músico y lo hacemos desde este espacio, desde Musicando, el programa dedicado a la música más radical, innovadora y gamberra del panorama judío mundial. Bueno, claro, así dicho, en pleno 2011, la obra de Dylan parece cualquier cosa menos gamberra e innovadora. Pero hemos de recordar a nuestros oyentes que en su juventud fue uno de los músicos más rebeldes, atrevidos y transgresores de la historia. Su influencia fue enorme, tal vez solo comparable a la de los Beatles. Desde su primer disco en 1962, Bob Dylan causó un gran impacto entre los oyentes por la fuerza de sus letras, pero tal vez el punto de inflexión que marcó su carrera y la de muchos músicos fue en el año 1965 y su famoso salto al rock eléctrico. Hasta esta fecha Dylan era el ídolo del movimiento folk estadounidense, pero en el disco Bringing It All Back Home dio un giro estilístico a su carrera grabando guitarras eléctricas. Y todo culminó en el mítico festival de Newport en ese mismo año. Tanto en Nueva York como desde Inglaterra aparecían nuevos y fabulosos grupos cargados de energía con sus potentes guitarras y bajos eléctricos. Una de ellas era The Paul Butterfield Blues Band con Al Kooper y Mike Bloomfield, esta banda que hemos podido escuchar aquí en Radio Sefarad. Si la quieren escuchar, la pueden escuchar en nuestro archivo. Bueno, pues grupos como este de Paul Butterfield Band impresionaron a Dylan, que vio en todo aquello el futuro, mientras que al folk acústico tradicional, del que él era el máximo exponente, lo veía totalmente estancado. Hoy en día ya son míticas las imágenes del abucheo al que le sometió el público más tradicional de Newport al ver a Dylan eléctrico. Pero lo que este no sabía es que inmediatamente se estaba convirtiendo en el ídolo con mayúsculas para los músicos de nueva generación. Desde los propios Beatles, pasando por los Rolling Stones, David Bowie o Lou Reed, hasta Jimi Hendrix y Mark Bolan, solo por citar algunos de una lista que sería interminable, muchos músicos aplaudieron este paso y le convirtieron en su máximo referente, aun cuando su música pues siempre fue bastante distinta. Mi opinión es que Dylan no solo no se equivocó con este cambio, sino que acertó de lleno. Además, para una personalidad como la de Dylan, el rock era más adecuado. Se trataba de un estilo floreciente, aún sin definir, abierto casi a cualquier experimentación cosmopolita, universal. Mientras que el folk, pues, ¿para qué nos vamos a engañar? Se había quedado anclado entre el blues, el country, y sus miembros más fieles veían con malos ojos, entre otras cosas, la llamada invasión británica, que a otros músicos yanquis, sin embargo, les encantó. Pero ya me imagino a todos estos fanáticos del folk que, bueno, querían seguir igual, con la guitarrita acústica, con la ramita en la boca, en el rancho, o mejor aún, en el porche de su casa con la mecedora, con la escopeta, el perro sentado, y aquí que no innove nadie, ¿eh? Todo tiene que seguir siendo exactamente igual, porque como me hagáis una cosa distinta, ya me pongo nervioso, que no la entiendo. Bueno, pues dicho esto, claro, en pleno 2011 Bob Dylan nos parece un músico de lo más convencional, convencional en el buen sentido de la palabra, que ningún fan de Bob Dylan se me ofenda por esto. Siempre comparándola, digo convencional, comparando con las músicas extremas que se pueden llevar a cabo hoy en día. Pero en su día fue capaz de renunciar a unas etiquetas que sus contemporáneos le impusieron para inventarse otras totalmente propias y ser admirado por ellos por generaciones y generaciones posteriores. De todas maneras, hoy y siempre los músicos nunca han podido cambiar de estilo. Traidores ha sido el calificativo más suave que ha recibido un músico cuando lo ha hecho, cuando ha cambiado de estilo. A lo largo de la extensa carrera de Dylan, en casi 50 años, ha habido muchos cambios estilísticos, pero seguramente ninguno tan marcado como este. Para recordar estos 70 años de vida del genio, hemos decidido escuchar una selección de canciones del disco Desire, del año 1976, un trabajo señalado por muchos como el mejor o uno de los mejores de Bob Dylan. Venga, pues vamos a arrancar después de estas canciones clásicas que, bueno, clásicas o de las más conocidas que os he puesto de Bob Dylan, que no necesitan presentación, creo yo. Vamos a arrancar con otra que tampoco, otro clásico fundamental, Hurricane, una canción protesta dedicada al boxeador Rubin Huracán Carter, acusado injustamente de un triple asesinato. Shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but what? Champion of the world. Three bodies lying there, there's Patty C and another man named Bello moving around mysteriously. I didn't do what he says, and he throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register, I hope you understand. I saw him leave and he says, and he stops. One of us had better call up the cops. And so Patty calls the cops, and they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. But a middleweight crown had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down. When a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street, unless you wanna draw the heat. Him and other Dexter Bradley were just out prowling around. He said, I saw two men running out who looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car without upstate plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man. South America fighting for his name. Well, after Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game, and the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar? Remember you said you saw the getaway car? Thinking
like to play ball with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running that night. Don't forget that you are white. Arthur Dexter Bradley said, I'm really not sure. The cop said a poor boy like you can use a break. We've got you for the motel job and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to move back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder on him. He ain't no gentleman jail. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail, but then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man. Cards were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus. He never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards for the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old Nigeria agreed. Reuben Carter was falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? Bello and Bradley, and they both all they lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is a game. Now all the criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise, while Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
Desire es el 17º disco de Bob Dylan. En 1975 el autor había terminado su gira Rolling Thunder Review y en aquella época su interés principal era montar una banda propia. Le llevó varios meses componer, buscar los músicos y grabar las canciones, pero hay dos nombres propios en Desire que destacan más que ninguno, además de Bob Dylan, claro. Hablamos de Jacques Levy, un dramaturgo con el que compuso la mayoría de las canciones de este disco, bueno, todas excepto dos, y Scarlett Rivera, el responsable de este violín, la responsable, perdón, de este violín que hace único a este trabajo, lo hace tan característico, ¿verdad? Bueno, bien, vamos a escuchar ahora el tema Isis, que más que una canción es un relato, un simbólico cuaderno de viaje, una letra que bien podría ser un cuento o una novela. Otro de los rasgos predominantes en la obra de Dylan.
I married Isis on the 5th day of May, but I could not hold on to her very long. So I cut off my hair and I rode straight away for the wild unknown country where I could not go. Of darkness and light, the biting light ran through the center of town. I hitched up my pony to a post on the right, went into the laundry to wash my clothes down. A man in the corner approached me for a match. I knew right away he was not ordinary. He said, are you looking for something easy to catch? Said, I got no money. He said, that ain't necessary. We set out that night for the cold in the north. I gave him my blanket and he gave me his word. I said, where are we going? He said, we'll be back by the fort. I said, that's the best news that I've ever heard. I was thinking about turquoise, I was thinking about gold, I was thinking about diamonds and the world's biggest necklace. As we rode through the canyons, through the devilish cold, I was thinking about Isis, how she thought I was so reckless. How she told me that one day we would meet up again and things would be different the next time we were. If I only could hang on and just be her friend. I still can't remember all the best things she said. We came to the pyramids all embedded in ice. He said, there's a body I'm trying to find. If I carry it out, it'll bring a good price. 'Twas then that I knew what he had on his mind. The wind, it was a howling, and the snow was outrageous. We chopped through the night, and we chopped through the dawn. When he died, I was hoping that it wasn't contagious. But I made up my mind that I had to go on. I broke into the tomb, but the casket was empty. There was no jewels, no nothing I felt I've been had. When I saw that my partner was just being friendly, when I took up his offer, I must have been mad. Inside, threw him down in the hole, and I put back the cover. I said a
felt satisfied. Then I rode back to find Isis just to tell her I love her. She was there in the meadow where the creek used to rise, blinded by sleep and in need of a bed. I came in from the east with the sun in my eyes. I cursed her one time, then I rode on ahead. She said, where you been? I said, no place special. She said, you look different. I said, well, I guess. She said, you've been gone. I said, that's only natural. She said, you're gonna stay. I said, if you want me to, yes. Smiled on the fifth day of May in a drizzle and a rain.
Queridos oyentes, queridos amantes de la obra de Bob Dylan, este programa especial ya está llegando a su fin. Para despedirnos, solo señalarles que hay algo en Desire que lo hizo totalmente innovador en su época: la larguísima duración de las canciones. Espera, sí, ya lo sé, más de uno me va a decir, oye, que es 1976 y que esos grupos sinfónicos tipo Yes, Genesis, Pink Floyd, King Crimson hacían canciones de hasta 20, 25 minutos. Sí, pero vamos a ver, estos grupos, reconózcamelo, tenían partes instrumentales enormes, eran de un estilo totalmente opuesto al de Bob Dylan, era otro estilo diferente, ¿no? Llama la atención que lo que hace las letras tan largas, lo que hace las canciones tan largas de este disco de Bob Dylan son las letras, porque son enormes, son descomunales, son historias, prácticamente podría ser una novela, ¿no? Esto lo sitúa a Bob Dylan casi como un trovador, ¿no? Un cuentahistorias, ¿no? Un cuentacuentos. Bueno, en este sentido también destaca, por encima de todas, la canción Joey, dedicada al gángster Joey Gallo, y despertó gran polémica esta canción porque en ella Bob Dylan lo representó como un hombre al margen de la ley, pero con valores morales admirables. Y esto en una sociedad como la estadounidense no triunfó. Por último, queríamos destacar también la canción de Desire, la canción Sarah, la más personal y autobiográfica de todas las canciones de Dylan en sus 50 años de carrera. Y esto se dice pronto, ¿eh? Está dedicada a su esposa. La canción muestra la tormentosa situación en que se encontraba su relación. No en vano, la pareja se divorció un año después, en el año 77. Así, con Joey y con Sarah, despedimos este pequeño tributo a Bob Dylan en la semana de sus 70 cumpleaños. Espero que lo hayan disfrutado todos. Hasta la próxima. Joe crazy,
the baby they call Kid Blast. Some say they lived off gambling and running numbers too. It always seemed they got caught between the mob and the man in blue. Jolene, Jolene, king of the street, child of fame. Jolene, Jolene, what made them want to come and blow you away? There was talk they killed their rivals, but the truth was far from that. No one ever knew for sure where they were really at. Well, they tried to strangle Larry, Joey almost hit the roof. He went out that night to seek revenge, thinking he was bulletproof. Joey and his brothers suffered terrible defeats till they ventured out behind the lines and took five prisoners. They stashed them away in a basement and called them amateurs. The hostages were trembling when they heard a man exclaim, "Let's blow this place to kingdom come. Let Con Edison take the blame." But Joey stepped up and he raised his hands, said, "We are not those kind of men. It's peace and quiet that we need to go back to work again."
Jimmy Cagney, and I swear he the boss said I have returned, and now I want what's mine.
Shot him down. We'll get the dune. I looked at the sky when the children were babies. I played on the beach. You came up behind me. I saw you go by. You were always so close, still within reach. Whatever made you wanna change your mind? Sarah, Sarah, so easy to look at, so hard to define. I can still see them playing with their pails in the sand. They run to the water, their buckets to fill. I can still see the shells falling out of their hands as they follow each other back up the hill. Sarah, oh Sarah, sweet virgin angel, sweet love of my life. Wife. Sleeping in the woods by a fire in the night, drinking white rum in a Portugal bar. Them playing leapfrog and hearing about Snow White. You in the marketplace in Savannah, Lamar. It's all so clear, I could never forget. Sarah, oh Sarah, loving you is the one thing I'll never regret. I can still hear the sounds of those Methodist bells. I'd taken the cure and it just gotten through. Staying up for days in the Chelsea Hotel, writing sad-eyed lady of the lowlands for you. Sarah, oh Sarah, wherever we travel, we're never apart. Sarah, oh Sarah, beautiful lady, so dear to my heart. How did I meet you? I don't know. A messenger sent me in a tropical storm. You were there in the winter, moonlight on the snow, and on Lily Pond Lane when the weather was warm. Sarah, oh Sarah, Scorpio Sphinx in a calico dress. You must forgive me my unworthiness. Now the beach is deserted, except for some kelp and a piece of an old ship that lies on the shore. You always responded when I needed your help. You gave me a map and a key to your door.